A year ago, County Commissioner and Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Board Member Mark Sharp was one of light rail's most ardent proponents. Then in November, voters resoundingly rejected a sales tax boost that would have funded a sweeping multi-decade transit fix. The overhaul would have probably included, among other things, light rail. Though the referendum did not pass, the county's transit agency has continued to hammer out the plan's details. Today, Sharp said that project needs to stop.
With the defeat of the referendum and the fact that we then lost the sales tax revenue component, and there's no likelihood of any imminent discussion with the public involving sales tax revenue that would include light rail until we can get the bus service correct, I just felt that for us to proceed didn't make a lot of sense.
HART senior planner Mary Chevalier said since summer of 2009, that project, known as the Alternatives Analysis, has cost the agency nearly $2 million. The analysis is a mandatory step if the county wants federal matching dollars for major transit projects like rail or bus rapid transit. Some board members said spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to study a project that's still years out would appear frivolous to an already cynical electorate. County Commissioner and HART board member Sandy Merman said agency funds are badly needed for HART's basic functioning.
How the best way we can move people and use every dollar we can focus on that so that the hard-working taxpayers, those people out there that are really struggling right now, who rely on the buses, are going to know that that bus is going to be there when they, you know, have to go to work, and that we're not spending our money on a study that probably is not really going to go anywhere for quite some time.
On the other hand, Commissioner and Board Member Kevin Beckner said, the board shouldn't refrain from looking into light rail for the coming decades, since widening roads won't always solve Tampa Bay's traffic problems.
We know that we can't rely for today and tomorrow on just buses alone. We have to look at all the different modes of transportation. So I'm not seeing the wisdom of throwing out all the work that we have done right now when we can complete the work that we have. Look at the different modes of different transportation, and perhaps it's not light rail, but it's bus rapid transit or some other mode of transportation.
The transit tax referendum failure isn't the only thing bogging down HART's pursuit of rail or full-fledged bus rapid transit. Many officials, including Commissioner Sharp, had seen the proposed high-speed rail line connecting Tampa to Orlando as a key argument for light rail and enhanced buses, but then the new governor trashed that project. Then, last month, the HART board voted to fire CEO David Armijo amid whistleblower claims of unfair HR practices. And because of a funding squeeze, the bus line had to slim down part of its route schedule. Sharp said stopping the AA would help the agency focus all its energy on getting back on track.
Every spare second of staff time needs to be focused on getting this ship righted. When a ship starts to go down, you jettison the ballast, you get rid of the stuff that's sinking it. And we right now have too much stuff on board. So I'd like us to kind of clean it up a little bit, get the ship righted.
After dismissing Armijo, the board chose HART Chief of Maintenance and Facilities Philip Hale for interim CEO. Hale said while the alternatives analysis is still moving forward at this point, he's concerned about funding.
The funds that we have today will be allocated in such a way that protects the service as well as we can. We believe our resources at this point would be better served with focusing in on our direct bus operation for the short term. Continuing with an alternative analysis, and I agree with Commissioner Beckner, is a positive approach. But the funding as we see it today is I don't believe we actually have sufficient funds to do so.
Commissioner Beckner called for a more tempered approach to the alternatives analysis dilemma instead of shelving the project completely as some of his colleagues had suggested.
Just to throw out the baby with the bathwater and saying that we're not going to look at any other alternatives, to me, I don't think would be a wise decision, and I wouldn't support that motion. I would like to know what it would cost to complete this and feel very strongly that we need to complete the work that we started.
Commissioner Sharp proposed an immediate suspension of the AA project, but his motion didn't get the approval of his fellow board members. Beckner's substitute motion, which was to study what the project would cost and gather as much information as possible before killing it outright, did, but only along a slim 6-5 margin. The board will hear the outcome of that study at a future meeting. Meanwhile, HART is continuing to move forward on Metro Rapid, which is a lighter version of Bus Rapid Transit. That project is slated to start operating in early 2013. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.